Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 11 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of the Great Deep album. For those who don't know, this Great Deep podcast series is basically diving deeper into themes and ideas that are part of the songs on the album. Today is 14th of February, and so I need to say Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Tammy and I have been married 14 and a half years, and yes, I have plans for Valentine's, but I must be honest and say that we have never been huge on the whole Valentine's thing. In fact, I remember my feelings about Valentine's Day when I was an unattached 20-something. When it came to anyone talking romance or plans for two or hinting at something mushy, well, let's just say Cupid's arrow was basically smoked by my bazooka. I couldn't stand the exclusion of it, of two people huddling away and isolating the rest of the world. I suppose deep down it was just rebellious anger because I had no cutesy-wootsy significant other. But thankfully I did find a significant other, and although I have softened on the whole isolated romantic thing, I don't really hesitate to say, not by much. Well, when Tammy and I started dating or seeing each other or vibing or whatever the heck you call it, I remember a conversation we had driving somewhere. We were discussing something which was, in my own opinion, somewhat private, like just for the two of us. She then said she had bounced the whole thing off one of her friends. And she looked at me and obviously noticed I was surprised and said, "What? You don't think I'm doing this relationship on my own, do you?" Well, I was both shocked and offended and more in love all at the same time, because deep down, I felt the same. When I proposed, it was in front of both our parents and my siblings in the folks' living room. When we were on honeymoon, we realized that while time alone together is good for a while, community is where real life happens. Don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-romance. I'm just anti-kitsch. So I'm playing a gig this Valentine's Day, and we're going to make a thing of including as many friends as possible at the restaurant. And in the words of hip-hop artist JR, we're making the circle bigger. Okay, now that I've got my rant out of the way, let me attempt to balance this whole thing out with some genuine thoughts. Tamlin did say to me that it's nice to be remembered. If I didn't get her anything, I think she would be incensed. I asked her what her ideal Valentine's Day would include. "Oh, I don't know," she said. So I suggested skydiving. Immediately, her eyes lit up. She burst into a smile and hesitantly said, "I'd like to say yes, but I'm not sure." My wife enjoys food. She enjoys exploring. She enjoys something new. Over the years, we've done different things. One date night, we went and rode Dodgem cars. On another, we went away for an overnight at a health spa in the KZN Midlands. On another, we got tired takeaways. I am not Casanova, but after 14 years of marriage, I know that flowers and chocolate don't quite cut it. You have to know who you are with, and experiences make for wonderful memories. Maybe one day we'll go skydiving, but until then, I must keep being creative. Well, if you have any input or suggestions, throw them into the comments section and let us know your thoughts about Valentine's Day. And also don't forget to visit us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryankolder.co.za, where you can find all our details. Until next time, let love lead the way and keep pondering the great deep.